Welcome to History Unpacked. If you enjoy the content, then please subscribe or leave a comment. It's always appreciated by our small team here. We hope you enjoy today's episode. I'm sure we all know what Wall Street is today, synonymous with finance, capitalism, and economic power. It represents the epicenter of financial markets, not just in the United States, but globally. But the structure itself is much more than just an icon. Did you know the actual wall precedes even the country of America, and that the wall itself has a dark connection to slavery? From a defensive fortification by Dutch colonists to housing the most financially influential buildings in the Western world, this location has evolved over centuries, witnessing booms, busts, and transformations that have shaped the modern economy. In today's episode, we will look at the history of Wall Street and its turbulent life, spanning from its origins to its current significance. The origins of Wall Street dates back to the early 1600s, when it was under Dutch control. Before it became the financial hub of the world, it was actually part of the Dutch colony known as New Amsterdam, which was later renamed New York. Wall Street derives its name from an actual wall built by Dutch settlers in 1653. The wall was constructed under the orders of the governor to protect the settlement from potential British and Native American attacks during the Anglo-Dutch War. The priority to build a defense was paramount to the governor, and he ordered both black slaves and white colonists to join in the construction. Though it never saw significant military action, the wall stood until 1699. When the British started removing the defensive element of the construction after taking control of New Amsterdam in 1664. After the wall was removed, the area remained a centre for commerce and trade. Merchants and traders began to gather along the street, setting the foundation for its transformation into a financial hub. Unfortunately, one of the first financial ventures cast a dark stain on this location. At the foot of Wall Street in 1711, the city's first slave market opened. Lasting around 50 years, people could buy and rent slaves, increasing New York's wealth by taxes paid on this. As New York grew into an economic powerhouse, Wall Street became the focal point for commerce and investment. The first organized financial transactions in America occurred in the late 18th century. One of the most significant moments in Wall Street history was the signing of the Bretton Woods Agreement on May 17, 1792. 24 brokers gather under a Bretton Woods tree on Wall Street to create an organized securities trading market. This agreement laid the foundation for what would later become the New York Stock Exchange, NYSE. Initially, the NYSE focused on trading government bonds and bank stocks, but eventually expanded into other forms of investment. This agreement provided structure and stability to the securities market, fostering confidence amongst the investors. In 1817, the brokers formalized their association as the New York Stock and Exchange Board and established a physical exchange building. By the early 19th century, the NYSE had gained prominence, positioning itself as the most influential stock exchange in the country. Throughout the 19th century, Wall Street became the dominant financial center of the US, with banks and investment firms setting up offices all along the street. Wall Street was, however, not immune to economic downturns. One of the earliest financial crashes, the Panic of 1837, was triggered by rampant speculation and an unstable banking system. This led to bank failures, economic depression, and widespread unemployment for almost a decade. Despite the economic downturns, Wall Street flourished in the late 19th century, particularly due to the railroad boom. Investment in railroad companies fueled economic growth, and Wall Street became the primary site for financing these ventures. The Gilded Age, which is from the 1870s to the 1900s, saw the rise of financial moguls such as J.P. Morgan, John D. Rockefeller, and Andrew Carnegie. These industrious and financiers dominated Wall Street, leading to a rapid expansion in banking, steel, and oil industries. However, Wall Street was soon to experience one of the worst economic depressions in US history, known as the Panic of 1893. Overspeculation in railroads and shaky business practices led to severe economic collapse, casting numerous businesses to fail. Fast forward to the 20th century. This was again a period of both economic prosperity and financial disaster for Wall Street. Several key events marred the rise of Wall Street and the reputation of capitalism, and indeed, the US itself as a global player on the economic world stage. On September 16, 1920, a horse-drawn wagon loaded with explosives was detonated outside the headquarters of J.B. Morgan & Co., killing dozens of people and injuring hundreds. The attack remains unsolved, but highlighted the growing tensions surrounding capitalism and financial power. After this tragedy, the 1920s was a period of economic prosperity known as the Roaring Twenties. Stock market speculation soared and Wall Street experienced unprecedented growth. However, excessive speculation, margin trading, and overvaluation of stocks led to the inevitable stock market crash of 1929. On October 29, 1929, called Black Tuesday, the market collapsed, wiping out billions of dollars in wealth and leading to the Great Depression, the worst economic crisis in US history. In response to the Great Depression, the Glass-Steagall Act was passed in 1933 to prevent reckless banking practices. This act separated commercial and investment banking, imposing stricter regulations on Wall Street. Following World War II, Wall Street rebounded as the US economy entered a period of expansion. The 1950s and the 1960s saw increased stock market activity, the rise of institutional investors, and the prominence of blue chip stocks. New financial practices began to emerge in the 1980s, deregulation, hostile takeovers, and leverage buyouts. Wall Street financiers such as Michael Milken and Ivan Boesky made fortunes through junk bonds and corporate restructuring. However, insider trading scandals led to regulatory crackdowns. On October 19, 1987, called Black Monday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plummeted by 22.6%, the largest single-day percentage drop in history. Though the economy recovered quickly, this crash raised concerns about computerized trading and market volatility. The new millennium brought technological advancements, but also major financial crises. The most prominent of these was what was known as the dot-com bubble. This was created a kind of surge in internet-based companies in the 1990s, leading to a speculative bubble. However, when many tech startups failed to generate profits, the bubble burst in 2001, causing a severe market downturn. The 2008 financial crisis was one of the worst economic collapses since the Great Depression. So great was the power of the American economy at the time that it had repercussions across the globe. The crisis was triggered by subprime mortgage lending, risky financial instruments, and the collapse of major investment banks like Lehman Brothers. This crisis led to the Great Recession, massive bailouts, and tighter financial regulations under the Dodd-Frank Act. In the 2010s, Wall Street became increasingly dominated by high-frequency trading, algorithmic trading, and fintech innovations, cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and blockchain technology also gained traction, challenging traditional financial systems. The most recent crash was the COVID-19 pandemic in 2020. And while this did indeed cause a market crash, Wall Street quickly rebounded, driven by stimulus packages, low interest rates, and tech sector growth. So we can conclude that Wall Street is indeed iconic, representing the capitalist power of the United States and Western financial institutes in general. However, as the history shows, The turbulent nature of this type of social system is prone to highs and lows. From its origins as a defensive feature to its emergence as a center of power, Wall Street and its evolution mirror the rise of America as an economic superpower.